Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, believers, let's clap our hands and celebrate Jesus. He's worthy, worthy, worthy.
Just as much of a testimony.
Oh Lord, my God,
When I and all some wonder, consider all the world I hands have made. Then sings my
even from the beginning, men hated Jesus. Even though he did nothing but love them and teach them and heal them, they nailed him to a cross. They thought they had killed him, but they only set him free to live in the hearts of people like you and me who believe in him. Then came the apostles, and most of them were killed for telling other people about Jesus. But by that time, it was too late. There were hundreds of people who believed in Jesus. So they tortured them and killed them, and they even left their bodies to rot as an example to other people. But the church kept right on growing, watered by the blood of these precious saints.
But Dad, did they want to die?
No. They didn't want to die. I mean, many of them had children just like you that they had to leave behind. But they were forced to make a choice. I mean, they could choose to live this one life here on earth and reject Jesus and be damned. Or they could choose to believe in the words of Jesus and live forever.
I think I understand.
Here, maybe this will help you understand.
I have heard how Christians long ago were brought before a tyrant's throne, and they were told that he would spare their lives if they would renounce the name of Christ. But one by one they chose to die. The Son of God, they would not deny, like a great angelic choir song. I can almost hear their voice.
It wasn't always this way. I mean, my dad could even pray in school. Of course, they took that away from him, and then it became incorrect for us to believe in the Bible. And After that, they just stripped our right to worship away from us, and we quietly stood by. But son, I hope that you're never put in a position that you have to choose between your faith and your life. But if you are, I know which choice you're going to make. Because I know that Jesus lives inside of you. In the meantime, just pray like I taught you how to. And take care of your mom. And remember that God is the Father of the fatherless.
Sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus, I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be multiplied unto us in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. Father and our God, we bless you and thank you, Almighty God. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. Your name, Almighty God, is worthy to be praised, worthy to be glorified, worthy to be honored. Hallelujah. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We worship you, O God. We adore you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your loving kindness. Hallelujah. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. Hallelujah. We worship you, Almighty God. We worship you in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you, Lord, that you woke us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you kept watch over us as we slept through the night in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your loving kindness. Lord, we bless your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name, O God. We adore you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy, O God. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless your name. Thank you, Father. Thank you. We bless you. Spirit of the living God, of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Take preeminence in our lives. Holy Spirit, we surrender our lives to you. Have your way this morning. Have your way every day of our lives. Holy Spirit, take preeminence. We surrender every area of our lives to you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Spirit of the living God. We bless you, Holy Spirit. We adore you, Holy Spirit. We worship you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, Spirit of the living God. Holy Spirit, hover over every area of our lives. Let the light of Almighty God shine in every area of our lives. Let there be light. Let your light shine in the lives of our children. Let your holy light shine in the lives of our grandchildren. Let your light shine, Holy Ghost, in our lives, in the life of our spouses. Let there be light over every area of our lives. In the name of Jesus, Spirit of the living God, we surrender completely and totally to you. Spirit of the living God, have your way in our lives. We surrender to you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your presence. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. So we thank you, Lord, if your presence do not go with us, we cannot go. We are totally dependent on you. Oh, Father God, let your presence be with us 24/7. Father God, we pray for the presence of the Lord. Let your presence fill this place, fill our homes. Let your presence fill our jobs, your presence, oh God. Let your presence fill this place. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, uproot everything in our lives. And does that bring glory and honor to your name? Spirit of the living God, uproot those things in our lives that are causing us not to come into the fullness of Christ, that are hindering, slowing our relationship down. Holy Spirit, uproot those things in the name of Jesus and fill us up with the Holy Spirit. Help us, oh God. Give us your wisdom. Give us understanding. Give us revelation. Show us what to do and what not to do. Lord, it is not about us. It is about your kingdom come. And your will be done in us as it is in heaven. We surrender our spouses to you. We surrender our siblings and nieces and nephews to you. We surrender all that we are to you, O God, our household to you in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, I pray that you will move on the hearts of family members and friends that do not know you as the Lord and personal Savior, that they will receive Jesus Christ. Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit will move, oh God, on the hearts of those that are backslidden, and they will come into the saving grace of Jesus Christ. Oh, Holy Spirit, touch us to yearn and desire after your holiness and your righteousness. In the name of Jesus, teach us how to love God with all our hearts, with all our souls, and all our minds. Teach us, hallelujah, to have complete and total trust in Almighty God, to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. For we need you, we need you, we need you. Father, we desire to do what is right in your sight. And so, Father, we surrender once again to the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Father, we pray this morning for mercy. Have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, O God. In the name of Jesus. We pray for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Lord, forgive each and every one of us of everything that we have done that's not pleasing to you. We pray that you forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. Oh God, in the name of Jesus, we stand in the gap for our children, our grandchildren, our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one of us, our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Have mercy, oh God. Let the blood of Jesus wash us. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. We soak our spirit, soul, and body in the blood of Jesus. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak everything that concerns our lives in the blood of Jesus. The blood speak. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. In the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, O God. We thank you for the blood. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We soak every cell. We soak every tissue. We soak every organ in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We thank you for the precious blood. We thank you for the redeeming blood. The blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. Father God, our dwelling places in the blood of Jesus, our children dwelling places, grandchildren dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, let the blood speak for us, oh God. We apply the blood of Jesus to the work of our hands. We apply the blood of Jesus on our cars as we travel, Lord, back and forth to work, oh God. In the name of Jesus, the blood as we walk in our homes, the blood of Jesus, oh God, to protect us, to guide us, to protect us, the blood, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us. Father, we thank you for your precious blood. Father God, strengthen us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We bless your name, oh God. In the name of Jesus, send your holy angels to us, ministering to us and doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, let your holy angels assist, minister, oh God, and do your biddings in our lives in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within. Father God, be a wall of fire around our children, grandchildren, spouses, and the glory within. This morning, we put on the full armor of God, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put on the full armor, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our children, grandchildren, those that are connected to us, our spouses, our nieces, our nephews, our siblings, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. Lord, we thank you for fresh oil. We thank you for the fresh anointing this morning. In the name of Jesus, empower us, God, to do what you have called us to do, not our will, but thy will be done in the name of Jesus. Take, we bind every spirit of haughtiness and pride and loose humility, oh God. Loose the humility of Christ upon each and every one of our lives. Loose the compassion of Christ upon our lives. Loose the love of Christ. Pour your love on us, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us be an example, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord, for this is the 40th day of our fast. And all we can do is say thank you. In Jesus' holy name, hallelujah. Now, Spirit of the living God, as I bring this word, let it not be me, but let it be Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, I hide behind the cross, all of you, Lord, and none of me. Let your word come forth in the power, in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Father God, let our ears be open to what you are about to say to us in the name of Jesus, oh God. I pray not only that we'll have revelation with understanding in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. Lord, I decrease and you increase, O God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us. We welcome you in the name of Jesus. First Chronicles 13. I'm going to read from verse 5 through 14. So David assembled all Israel from Nile of Egypt to Lebo Hamath, bring the ark of God from Parith Jearim. And David and all Israel went up to Baala, that is the Parith Jearim that belongs to Judah, to bring up from there the ark of God, which is called by the name of the Lord, who sits enthroned above the cherubim. And they carried the ark of God on a new cart from the house of Aminadab and Uzzah and Ahio were driving the cart. And David and all Israel were celebrating before God with all their might, with song and lyre and harps and tambourines and cymbals and trumpets. And when they came to the threshing floor of Shaddon, Uzzah put out his hand to take hold of the ark. So the oxen stumbled, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Uzzah, and he struck him down because he put out his hand to the ark. He died there before the Lord. And David was angry because the Lord had broken out against Uzzah, and that place is called Perah Uzzah to this day. And David was afraid of God that day, and he said, how can I bring the ark of God home to me? So David did not take the ark home into the city of David, but took it aside to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. And the ark remained with the household of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And the Lord blessed the household of Obed-Edom and all that he had. Hallelujah. Uzzah touched the ark. The ark of the Lord had, it was holy. Hallelujah. You are not supposed to touch the ark. And there was a violation. And Uzzah touched the ark. The ark is represented the presence of the Lord. And you know, David was a man after God's heart. He loved God. David wanted to bring the ark. His intentions was right. You see how he gathered his singers, dance. He wanted the presence of the Lord to be where in Jerusalem. So everything of his intention, his heart towards God, he wanted to praise God. He wanted to bring the ark. His intention was right. David loved God. We all know about King David and God. If you don't know, you got to read on it. God and David had an intimate relationship. Hallelujah. David had won many battles. Hallelujah. The Lord was always on the side. So it's not like David was a wicked person. What am I saying to you? Sometimes our intentions can be good. And sometimes people will say, oh, I wasn't thinking that way. But we talk, when we come to the holiness and things of God, we have to be very, very, very careful. Your intentions might be good, but is it in alignment with the word? What did God say to Moses about bringing the ark? You see, sometimes that's why it's good to do your homework. Before David brought that ark back to Jerusalem, He should have gone in the archive and studied how, and learned how to bring the ark or speak to a priest. And they will tell you, instead of assuming that it's the right way, there were certain ways that you carry the ark. God gave Moses and Aaron specific instructions about the tent of the meeting and about the movement of the ark of the covenant. Hallelujah. He said they must, in Numbers 4:15, but they must not touch the holy things or they will die. The Kohites had to carry those things that are in the tent of meeting, Numbers 4:15. No matter how innocently it was done, touching the ark was in direct violation of God's law and was to result in death. Hallelujah. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. So there was complete violation. David did not check on these things. Hallelujah. They should have gone to the high priest to find out. David took men with him to collect the ark rather than allowing that only the Levites were supposed to bring it to him. Number one, that was a great mistake. It was a great mistake. It was not supposed to be put upon a cart, old or new. You're not supposed, the ark should not have been put on a cart. It has to be put on the shoulders and carried by Levites only doing that. That was the instruction. And those of the family of Kohathites, if you read it in Exodus 12:14-15, it should be put on the shoulders. Then Numbers 7:9. And God gave specific instructions to Moses. Hallelujah. The Levite supposed to carry it. They're supposed to put it on their shoulder, not on a cart. The ark has stayed in the house of Abinadab for a while with his sons Uzzah and Ahio. So the Uzzah, the same Uzzah, they were accustomed to its presence. There's a saying that familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes we take things for granted when we're around it all the time. We don't have that reverence or respect or whatever. Because that ark was in the house of Adonab, and Uzzah and Ahio, his brother, was there. So they took it for granted. We have to be careful when it comes to the things of God, to recognize the holiness of God and don't become too familiar. I always tell my colleagues, I said, don't get too accustomed. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. The Bible tells us the third thing, the oxen stumble. The cart didn't fall, neither did the ox. Hallelujah. But what happened? The oxen stumble. And you can see it. That's why Uzzah's figure out, you didn't want to touch it. But you can presume that without his, God's presence will be dwelt or blow. You can't help God. That's why when I always tell everyone, including myself, when it comes to the things of God, we have to be extremely careful. We might not get too familiar. I've been in a Presbyterian church. I know this. I know I've been a Christian for 50 years, 20 years. When it comes to the things of God, we can't take it for granted. You go back and read the word and study the word, and you pray and see how God wants it done. When God does something one way today, it might not mean that he will do it the same way tomorrow. But be very particular about following God's instruction. He is a detailed God. Amen. We have to follow the instructions. That's why I always say, when you come on the prayer line, you, whether it's 9 a.m., whether it's 12, whether it's 2:30, 3 p.m., whether it's 5 a.m., when you come in the presence of the Lord, you give God that attention. And you get yourself ready to receive from the Lord. You should reference the presence of the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes I think once or twice I came in the morning, and if there's someone else are listening to another prayer line, you could hear the people praying. There's nothing wrong with you listening to another prayer line. But what are you doing? I'm messing with this prayer line because this is the presence of the Lord. That means double-minded. So instead of you listening to both, maybe you can say, I'm going to listen to 1:30 minutes and the next, then you hang up. But don't do that because that's not referencing God. We got to reference him. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. David's intention was right, number one. His intentions were right. But number two, he never took time to find out how to bring an ark. If he had took time to find it from the priest, that would not have happened. But he didn't. And he got afraid. Look what happened. He didn't know. And the ark stayed in Obed-Edom's house. And they were blessed. Hallelujah. If I gave you the story of Obed-Edom, one of those people that helped David, when David was in distress, and God said he would bless those who blessed, help David. So Obed-Edom received those blessings for the 3 months. Hallelujah. And David was in distress. So what I'm saying to you, David, don't be discouraged if you don't make it the right time because you followed the wrong thing, or ask God for mercy and do it the right time now. You know, don't be afraid. Ask him for mercy. His Lord, teach me how I'm supposed to do this. Don't be afraid that you just leave it. Oh, I'm not going there. No, God wants you to come in his presence, but he wants you to do it the right way. He is a detailed God. He's holy. So the second time in First Chronicles 15, David brought the ark and everything went well. The singers, he had them consecrate. First of all, you're supposed to consecrate yourself. And it was a beautiful thing. And David prayed unto the Lord. Hallelujah, this time nobody died because he went and found out how to bring the ark. Hallelujah, how to bring. We need to understand how to come into the presence of the Lord, how to reference him, how to receive from him. Hallelujah, by keep your focus, read and study. To show yourself approved, ask questions. Hallelujah. And God will answer. He will send someone to answer those questions. But do it the right way. Hallelujah. And when you do it that right way, there's blessings. There will be no death, nothing. When you do things the right way, as God will want it done. Not according to our opinion, but so what I'm saying to you, what have you done in your life that is holding the blessings from you? Because when the presence of the Lord is with you, the blessings come. It just flew. Hallelujah. God wants you to receive what he has for you. But he wants you to be, do it the right way. Your posture must be right. Somebody is looking at you. Hallelujah. If you're somebody who's looking at you as an example, they see you doing things bad, they do it. It's not right in the sight of God. So let us do things God. When the Lord told us to fast, he gave specific instructions. He's at Monday through Friday, and he gets the time up to 3 p.m. And don't fast on the weekend. We follow it. You got to follow the detail. Those who are fasting, detail. Hallelujah. And then if you fear, you will. He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Hallelujah. God will never leave us. We have to do to him. To him. Don't wait for tomorrow. Tomorrow is not promised. Ask you for mercy, and then you move on because you want to do what is right. Don't stay as we cry, oh, God will not do that. No, he's a faithful God. He's a merciful God. Hallelujah. David didn't stop that ark from coming. He went and ran and followed the right way, and he brought it, and there were so much blessings. Don't stay back. God loves you. You've been fasting for all, today's the 40th day. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Present your presence. And so, Father God, let us be careful with the presence, with your presence, especially within our hearts. For God, in the name of Jesus, we surrender our hearts to you. Lord, we are dependent on you to show us how to do what is right, how to carry the presence of the Lord, how to enter into his presence, how not to get familiar. Familiarity breeds contempt. Lord, to reference you, to worship you in the beauty of your holiness. Father, forgive us if we haven't been doing it right. We ask for mercy, and let this day be a beginning. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come against the spirit of death. I bind the spirit of death in the name of Jesus. We will not die. We will live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, Father God, with long life, will you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I speak life each and every one year this morning. Life, life in Christ, abundant life, living in this world to tell others about Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Our children shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Our grandchildren shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Our spouses shall live to declare the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In the name of Jesus, 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 Jesus. Father God, we have no one to go to for you, Jesus. Jesus, rebuke the spirit of death. Jesus, bind the spirit of death. Let us live to declare your goodness in the land of the living. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. There's someone on this prayer line. You have to God, if you're ready to take me, you talk about death a lot. The Lord saying you're praying for one thing and there's someone just literally in their subconscious mind, you asking God to take you. Who is it? Because I keep seeing people at your funeral. It might not even be a time. Because why would God say pray against it? But then you got to. I can pray, we can pray, but if you ask God to do it, God will listen to you. Amen. Because it's your desire. Don't give, it's not your time. Enjoy your life. it's not yet time. Oh, Apostle, I got too much pain. I got this, and but it's not yet time. Whatever you're going through, hallelujah, the Lord is through. So if you've been praying for death, you need to ask God for repentance. And then so you can finish your course. Your course is not finished. Amen. Sometimes you people pray, but this time maybe it's not. Because like I just saw people. I saw people sitting in the funeral. This is my second time. Hallelujah. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory forever and ever. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day in Jesus' name. Amen.